to wrap up the third parak today. So the Mishnah says that kosher chachmasa meruba mimaisav. Kosher chachmasa meruba mimaisav. Anyone whose chachma is greater than his maisim. So that means he does stuff. He does stuff, but he doesn't necessarily act. Okay, so his chokhmah is greater than his maisim. L'mahu doime, what's he similar to? L'ilan, a tree. Sha'anofav merubin, he has great anafim, branches. V'sharashav muat, but the roots are very, very, very weak. V'aruach ba'avay krosay, and very quickly the wind can come and blow it out. In other words, he has chokhmah, but if he doesn't have maisim to back them up, so it's not going to last. But if he has more maisim than chachma, and remember we explained this last time, how do you have more maisim than chachma? How could you have more deeds than what you know? And the answer is because you're learning with the intention that it should change you. You're learning with the intention that everything I learn, I'm going to keep, and that I that's my attitude towards my learning. So then, lamau doyma li'ilan, sha'anofav mu'atim, it's like a tree that has not so much branches, but sharaf shemub, very strongly rooted in the ground, and feel called ruchah shemoy lombali, so noishas by emaziz and oisim, and mekoymai will never get uprooted. Shenema v'ayok eitz shasul al-maim, it's like a tree, shasul al-maim, v'al yuval, yoival yishalach sharashav, v'lo yirek yom v'yichoyim, v'hoya aleyu ranon, and aleyu is ranon, v'shnas matzoyres v'yidag, L'yomish me'aseis peri. Okay. Now, v'lo yomo lo yidag v'lo yomish me'aseis peri. Okay. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains over here. He says that what does it mean that the tree is strong and the winds will not blow it off? It's very strong. So he gives a great mashal. He says, let's say there would be a king, and he has one of his servants, and he wants to give something nice to the servant. So he takes off, come in. Oh, it's locked. It's okay. Yeah. So he gives the servant a tree, he uproots the tree, and he gives the servant a tree. And the point of giving him the tree is that number one, he should take care of the tree. It's, after all, it is the king's tree, right? Number two is that the king wants that the melech should eat his pears. The melech wants that this guy should eat fruits, right? So he's giving him a tree. Take care of the tree and also eat the fruits. What happens if the guy then goes and he ruins the tree? So he's really doing two things wrong. First of all, he didn't do his job, and second of all, he's hurting himself. The king is going to be even. Not only is he hurting himself, the king now is going to be upset. Here I was. I tried to help you. Not only did you ruin my tree, you're not taking the fruits that I wanted to give you. I wanted to give you fruit. So that's the idea of a tree, which is a strong, powerful tree. Okay. So he says it's the same thing. With the neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the neshama out of his garden in Shemayim, and he planted it in this world. He planted it in this world for us to grow the tree and produce fruit and eat the fruit. In Olam HaBa, you're going to eat all the fruit that you produced. And in neshama, you improved the neshama, you worked on the neshama, and now it's going to produce the fruit. So if you do maisim toivim, so you're planting the tree, you're taking care of the tree, you're showing that the tree is important, and eventually you're going to eat all the fruit. Both. You're going to eat the fruit and you're going to plant the tree, right? But if you don't take care of the tree, so not only, here you have the neshama, Hashem wants you to take care of it, so you're not taking care of it, and also you're not going to have any fruits to eat in the next world. Right? It's both problems are true.
How do you take care of the neshama?
By doing the mitzvahs. By connecting on a spiritual level, by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, you're taking care of the neshama. So he's saying that's the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying if you take care of it, take care of the tree. You take care of the tree, it produces fruit. All the fruits are for you. All you have to do is eventually the neshama is going to come back up. So that's like the mashal, right? So he's saying that's what the mashal of the tree is. The tree's going to waver, it's going to move. But ultimately, it's up to us to take care of the tree properly. Okay? That's why it says, Asher Pirio Yitain Be'itoi. The tree will give off fruits Be'itoi in the right time. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma Oimer. Rabbi Lazar, the son.
Can you mute everybody? Because there's some activity going on here.
I got it. Okay. So Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma Oimer, Kinin upischei nida hein hein gufei halachos. The Kinin and pischei nida, which are like very mathematic. Okay, so Pischei Nida, there's all sorts of Gemaras about a woman becoming Tame and how many days and it's very mathematical. So he said these mathematical Gemaras, okay? So he says, you know what it's saying here? What don't think that learning things which are not lamaisa is not valuable. In other words, now that we're telling you, well, you have to have Torah, but you have to have maisim. So maybe you'll say, all I should learn are things which are lamaisa. But let's say halachas of karbanos. Well, it's not going to change my actions. So it's saying no. The things which, even if they don't change your actions, hein gufei Torah, those things are gufei Torah as well. So those things also are part of Torah, and those things also are very important to learn, just as much as halachos, because the learning itself changes the person as well. So therefore, you have to do both.
I think halachos takes precedence.
Well, halachas takes precedence because, I forgot to speak that out. Well, in a way, yes, in a way, no.
It's lamaase, it's basic, it's like...
But you have to do both. It's like this. It depends, you have to do both. Because it depends, there's certain type of learning that you cannot do lamaisa. There's certain type of learning when you're ma'ayin that it's not lamaisa. It's not in order to know what to do. It's in order to know what the Torah said to do. But you may not ever come across this scenario. But it's still considered knowing the halacha. Just that halacha may not ever apply to you. So therefore, the learning in depth has certain value that halacha lamaaseh does not have. Halacha lamaaseh gives you certain yedios that learning does not, that learning in depth may not give you. So you need a balance. You need to, the learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah without necessarily, you know, obviously what you have in mind, whatever I come across, I'm going to keep. And obviously, and by the way, the biggest lemaisa is learning, because learning is a mitzvah while you're doing it, right? So it's not that it's not lemaisa, it's lemaisa, because every minute you're learning, you're doing a mitzvah, right? So the learning itself is lemaisa. What are you afraid of? That I'm not going to know how to do the mitzvah correctly. But you're doing the mitzvah of learning correctly. So
But a person needs to know how to wake up in the morning, right? So you need to wake up, modiani, wash your hands, tie your right shoe and your left shoe, tie your left shoe.
Right, but that does not replace the time you need to spend learning, even if it's things which are not lamasa. But that does not, the learning those inyanim does not excuse you from not learning lamasa. You need to do both. You need to do both.
If someone has only like 1 hour a day to learn, let's just say, I think lamaase takes precedence over not lamaase. That's my view.
I don't think so. I think that I think that the value. I think that the Torah itself, with the learning, you don't. It's not about lamasa. It's what you're gonna. What's gonna. What that time that you have an hour a day to learn is you're supposed to spend doing, utilizing for the best learning possible. Okay. Aside from that, you also have a responsibility. Look, when you bought a refrigerator, so you figured how long does it take to install the refrigerator? An hour. Did you also say, well, it's going to take you 3 hours to read the manual? No, but obviously you got to read the manual, but you have to make time for that. The learning lamasa is, besides, it's also learning, but it's also, you have to, of course you need to do that. That's your manual, right? But the learning Torah is what is our connection. So if you're just going to spend the whole time on the manual, you're kind of missing the now you could learn lamasa and the point is you have to learn the best way you can learn. If it overlaps, it overlaps. You know, for some people they can't concentrate or going deeper into all these pulim and back forth questions. Rashi, Tosfot, this, that. I don't know how to do that, and I don't have anyone teaching me it, and I don't have time to do it. So on the level that I'm learning, I may as well learn, halachot. That's true. But ultimately, you have to take advantage of the time for the best quality learning. The lamasa is also has to be limited. You need time for halachot.
I'll just take it. Rav Avadia says, I believe he says that if someone has a balabait who has like an hour to learn a day or whatever, he can learn Gemara like a Daf Yomi or learn Halakha Lamaseh. He must learn Halakha Lamaseh. It's asur for him to learn like a Daf Yomi.
I think he has to learn the best quality learning that he's going to be able to do. That's what it depends on. And then he sees, if he can make it work both, it makes it work both.
What's going to connect him more? I think that's what he should learn.
Right. What's going to? And also, it's not a contradiction. Basically, you have to do both. You have to do both. And for many people, the learning itself, by the way, will inspire a person to keep the mitzvahs better and want to know how to do it better. And then all of a sudden, he'll find time. And then, now I have to make sure I keep it better. So the learning itself will inspire the person to make sure that he keeps it better. So there's that's exactly what it's saying here, that the value of the learning, you have to keep it independent. He said before, I didn't really speak this out, that we have to give a value to learning Torah independently of the fact that it teaches us how to keep mitzvos, because otherwise you're basically saying that everything's about the mitzvos and the learning just helps me keep mitzvos properly. It's really, Torah itself is a mitzvah. So what about the mitzvah of Torah itself? You also have to do that mitzvah properly. And that mitzvah has certain guidelines, how you're doing that mitzvah properly, right? So it's not just about, now the only way to learn and to know how to do all the other mitzvahs is also through learning. So usually it's great if you could kill two birds with one stone. Learn the Torah, like you said, utilize the time that you have to learn, and that learning should be lamaseh, right?
That's halakha lamaseh, that's the learning.
Right.
Someone only has an hour a day or 2 hours a day and he's not sitting in kollel. Of course, if someone's learning to 8 hours a day, you should learn some of this and some of that so he could be slowing down. But if someone is eating food, he doesn't know what the bracha is because he didn't learn. He doesn't know what's in his
own. Let me ask you, Adam, if that extra hour, let's say you go instead of the halakha, you go and do something that gets you really into it, right? That therefore after it's going to lead to like several hours of trying to find out what are the halakhot.
Right.
So what's better, to spend that time in the halakha or to spend that time on the motivation so that you're hungry to learn about the halakhot?
Right.
I think motivation is like appetizer, but you need to eat like dinner, and that dinner is halakha. That's what I'm going to say.
No, the dinner is, no, not according to this. That's for sure not. Maybe he holds not like that. The main connection a person has is through learning Torah. Therefore, you have to, like David said, you have to learn in the way that's going to motivate you the most. That's going to connect you the most.
A lot of people learn about bitachon and emunah. They do a lot of this kind of learning, you know, like we're going to Uman and all this. It's a lot of to mitchazek, to get strong. They're not learning halachot. They're not really becoming Gemara experts. It gives them a high. It gives them a connection to Hashem.
No, but your connection has to be based, founded in learning. Because these types of connections is too floaty. You have to be connected through learning. Okay? And once you're connected through learning, you'll be motivated to make sure you're keeping the halachot properly. That's the now if a person has 2 hours a day, yeah, I would say, you know, you should do three things. You should do a Mishnah Brura, Yaakov Yosef, whatever, halachot. And then besides that, you should learn Gemara, try to get a chavruta to learn, to challenge himself to go a little further, deeper than he knows how to go himself. So if the way he knows how to learn is reading the Gemara, then he should challenge himself. Now I'm going to get a chavruta that knows maybe a little more than me, or and we're going to try to now read every Rashi. Go to the next level, push yourself in your learning, that you should now be have a drive to go a little deeper. And every time you go a little deeper, then you're pushing yourself in a way that is connected beyond what you can imagine as being connected. Because that Torah connects a person. When you put effort into the learning, that's connecting the person. And it's not a contradiction. Eventually you learn all the Yaakov Yosef, and eventually you learn all the Rashi, all the Tosafot. It's not, you're right. To sit at a Daf Yomi Shir, that you're not putting forth effort yourself necessarily, that's different than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about figuring out a way to push yourself, right? If you're not at the level beyond that, so you should forget a shir, but find a way to push yourself a little beyond your comfort zone, because the halachot is your comfort zone. You don't necessarily push yourself in the intellectual drive. You want to know things, so you're reading. The learning is pushing yourself a little bit, and find where, and if you're not comfortable, that means it's like when you're lifting weights. You got to get to the point where it's hard for you. If you're not sore the next day, then you didn't do it yet, right? You didn't start. You got to go to where you're not comfortable in learning as well. And then you know you're working that muscle. And that exercise of learning is going to drive you to now remember all the halachot that you read. Because otherwise, you won't. I would split the time. But I would split the time in a way that's value, that, you know what I mean? In learning, if you're learning on the same intellectual level, Gemara or Halacha, you're right, because then you may as well learn the Halacha. But the thing that the learning can do that the Halacha can't do is that you can be more challenged in the learning. And that's where you have to push yourself.
Halacha is challenging also, mind you, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but all those
I think halacha, where the there is that, consensus,
where
there is consensus, if you have 15 minutes of your time per day, we all know where to go.
Very good. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, we gotta get past 15 minutes, bro.
Right, exactly.
Okay. It's a good start.
It's a good start.
Dude, my okay. growth rate is much higher than yours. If you look at percentage growth.
you're like a pit stock on the rise. Like, huh?
Very good.
Good stuff, guys.
So, let's keep it up. And maybe this is something we should talk about closer to the Rosh Hashanah, what type of Kabbalah to make in terms of our learning for the new year. Because I think everyone has to think about that.
We have to get uncomfortable, you're saying.
Yeah, no question. You gotta get out of your comfort zone.
That's hard. All right. I'm going to try and work on that to get uncomfortable.
That's the challenge. You got to get out of your comfort zone.
I buy that.
When I spoke about this many times last year over the whole Rosh Hashanah season, and you got to push yourself a little bit. You got to get out of your comfort zone. And I think through learning is that's going to also be the primary tool to get to tshuva. Like we say, Hashiveinu Avinu l'Toratecha. First, we need to Hashem get us to Torah. Then the Karveinu Malkeinu l'Avodatecha. Then we can. You know, the tshuva process has to start with, you know, founded in learning. So
you think learning Parsha in depth is best, or like to go into Gemara in depth is best to break your head?
Parsha in depth is also good, but you have to know what in depth means. In depth doesn't necessarily mean reading more commentaries, because then you're just reading more. In-depth means challenging yourself in a way that, you know, thinking about it a little bit more, asking more questions about what you're learning, figuring out how does this fit with that. Then I learned some, looking up, if you have a question, looking it up, thinking into it. That's the point. In-depth may not mean how many commentaries you learn. In-depth may mean each commentary you're learning. You know, you could spend on Rashi alone. You don't have to learn Rashi or Achaim Kli Yakar. You don't need to do that. You could spend on Rashi alone, right? You know, time trying to understand it. And why did Rashi say this question, not that question? And using a little bit, you know, pushing yourself in that direction. You may need a chavruta for that.
For sure, yeah.
All right? Let's talk a little more, guys. Okay.
Shabbat shalom.
Good to speak to you. Okay. Shabbat shalom. We'll talk to you, everyone. Okay. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat
shalom.